42 degrees Celsius. That's the temperature, roughly, at the moment in the Arctic. And it's winter. It should be 30 degrees colder than that. The sea ice is cracking in unexpected places, say scientists, with a feedback loop of warming air, melting ice and warming water, allowing warm weather events to more readily sweep into the region. At the other end of the globe, scientists predict that more than a million breeding pairs of emperor penguins could be without a home by the end of the century, in a study published by Nature Climate Change. Dr. Alec Petty is a research scientist at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Centre. He told me earlier that while it's not the first time this episode in the Arctic has occurred, the latest incident of Arctic warming has scientists very worried.
It's a pretty crazy time in the Arctic right now. We're getting some really big temperature increases in the Arctic. It's been lasting for a few days now, and we're seeing some interesting cracks in the ice where we don't expect there to be cracks too. So it's something that our scientists are pretty alarmed about, even those of us that study the Arctic and are well aware of the kind of rapid changes that we've been seeing over recent years.
So what's the specific cause on this occasion?
We're seeing heat travelling up through the North Atlantic region, so through the Greenland Sea and over the north of Greenland into the Arctic. And we're also seeing heat travelling into the Arctic from the Pacific sectors too, so through Bering Strait. These are a regular part of the climate system. We have intrusions of heat and moisture into the Arctic during winter, and it's to do with the polar vortex and essentially air masses travelling both into the Arctic and down from the Arctic. But what's been interesting recently in the last few winters is we've seen an increased frequency of these warm winter events in the Arctic. And these events are lasting longer and their intensity is increasing too. And now we're seeing it kind of almost become a regular part of our winter climate in the Arctic, which is what's kind of concerning here.
So you mentioned seeing cracks in the ice where you wouldn't expect to see them. What is the state of the sea ice generally as a result of this heat?
The concern is opening up of the ice north of Greenland. So it's part of the Arctic and part of the Arctic sea ice system that we normally think is the most resilient part of the Arctic sea ice pack. And it's that ice that doesn't melt out through spring and summer. So this is the first time where I've seen these kind of cracks opening in that thicker ice cover in winter, which is really posing the suggestion that we might see some real rapid ice losses this year, maybe even a high likelihood of a new record low summer sea ice minimum.
I was reading about a study in Nature in 2016 that talked about the decline of sea ice in the Arctic as making it easier for these weather systems to transport heat polewards. Is this sort of a self-reinforcing thing we're seeing?
Yeah, definitely. It's a self-reinforcing or positive feedback loop. So what we're seeing is we're undergoing loss of sea ice in all seasons of the Arctic now. And what that's doing is it's opening up more of the ocean, which warms, and that heat travels from the ocean into the atmosphere. And this warming of the atmosphere and warming of the surface temperatures of the ocean also enable these events and these weather events to travel further into the Arctic than they used to before, which is adding to the heat we're seeing in the Arctic. So it's definitely a positive feedback loop we're seeing there.
Could this whole system revert to the more normal situation without so much heating and without so much melt?
It's looking pretty unlikely, again, because of those positive feedback loops we talked about. That really makes it likely that we see strong changes in the Arctic and that some of these changes seem to be irreversible.
And meanwhile, I'm reading this morning that at the other end of the planet, in the Antarctic, 70% of king penguins may lose their kingdoms by 2100. So because of the same issue, you know, losing ice, losing their habitat. It's a very different scenario, though, isn't it? North and South Pole?
Yeah, we tend to treat them very separately. They're very different climate systems. And interestingly, the Antarctic sea ice pack specifically was one that was kind of surprising us as climate scientists, because it wasn't decreasing like the Arctic was. It was actually slowly increasing. But in the last year or so, we're actually starting to see really rapid decreases in the sea ice down south too. These changes we're seeing in winter, especially in the Arctic, are definitely more than we expect from the climate model projections. So that's kind of what's alarming us as climate scientists, is clearly there's something missing in our models. Maybe there's processes we're not quite capturing and feedbacks that we're not quite including in these models that maybe are meaning that the climate is responding more to climate change scenarios than we maybe expected before.
Alec, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Alec Petty is a research scientist at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Centre.